harvest time. I know what the law says. The harvesters will leave grain for us widows. Let me go find someone who will let me stay and glean in this field.
It is not easy work, but go ahead, my daughter. We need you.
Ruth ended up in the field of Boaz, a relative of Elimelech. She worked throughout the day. Then Boaz arrived and was greeting his harvesters.
The Lord be with you.
The Lord bless you.
What a great harvest the Lord has given us this year. You're leaving grain for our neighbors.
Of course, though. There are plenty of glanos today.
Who's that woman? I haven't seen her before.
She is a Moabite Ruth who came back with Naomi. She has been working diligently all day.
Boaz went over to Ruth.
Greetings. Welcome to my field. Be sure to stay here and glean. You'll be safe here. If you're thirsty, just help yourself to those water jugs over there.
Sir, why are you being so kind to me, a foreigner?
Ruth, your reputation precedes you. I've heard of your kindness to Naomi and your desire to follow the God of Israel. May the Lord repay you for all that you have done.
Thank you, sir. You have been so kind to your servant.
Ruth, would you like to eat with me at lunchtime?
Why, thank you.
I'll see you then. Meet me by the water jars.
After lunch, Boaz had some special instructions for his men.
When Ruth is gleaning, leave some extra heads of grain for her. Don't stop her from taking all she wants, but don't tell her I told you to do this.
Yes, sir.
At the end of the day, Ruth returned home with a lot of grain.
Ruth, you must be so tired. Come sit down. Oh my, look at all this grain.
Oh, Mother, I had the most wonderful day. The owner of the field was so kind to me, and everyone took care of me so well. Just look at all this food.
I can't believe it. Who was the owner of this field?
His name was Boaz.
Praise be to God. He has not forgotten us. Boaz is a close relative of ours. Ruth, I know that God will look out for us. You just wait and see.